咁跟住来咧，我哋咧就好啦。咁多谢食环署啲同事先吓。咁跟住来咧，我哋咧就系、个议程咧就系、由呢、這个香港爱护动物协会社区狗只计划咧去介绍翻佢呢个 project 嘅。咁我哋今日咧就有呢、這个副执行总监啦，就系、阿费安娜医生啦 ，Dr. Fiona Woodhouse 啦 ，Welcome you 吓。人哋咧就系、一个社区狗只计划嘅负责人刘明辉女士啦。咁同埋咧社区狗只计划嘅柯慧贤女士嘅。以及咧，如龙呢个自然护理处咧高级兽医师阿戴兴峰先生医生，同埋咧兽医师阿何展豪兽医嘅，好嘛？咁咧就欢迎你今日出席我哋呢个会议，咁就请呢、這个香港爱护动物协会咧就可以介绍下你哋个 project 好嘛 ？Thank you。
Thank you very much for allowing us to come here today to talk to you about this problem that we have in Hong Kong of having too many dogs. We're going to talk about some of the work that we do and ask for your support for a trial program to address one of the small contributing populations of dogs to this problem.Okay, every year we in Hong Kong destroy over 12,000 dogs, and a large proportion of these are strays. This is an animal welfare issue. Obviously, it's not very good for the dogs to have a life that ends in death. It's also a public nuisance with the number of stray dogs that we have on the street, and also this work is carried out at a significant cost to the taxpayer.This problem is not solely a result of the stray dog population. There are various populations of animals in Hong Kong that contribute to this surplus, and we have work that we carry out to address all these different contributing populations. The feral or stray dog program, we want to introduce a trial of catch, neuter, and return and vaccination to try and reduce the contribution of that population. We also have programs that work with construction site and work site dogs. We also work with community dogs, so those that are owned by members of the public, and we also work on trying to regulate the animals and dogs coming out of the pet shop industry. And underlying this all is a campaign of education to both members of the public and also dog owners. The education that we carry out is based on responsible pet ownership, trying to educate people that their pet is for life, that they shouldn't abandon it on the street, trying to educate them as to the benefits of de-sexing so that they don't have dogs that reproduce and contribute to the surplus of dogs, asking dog owners to be socially responsible so that they don't annoy their neighbours and they behave responsibly and so that their pets can be tolerated.We also give them advice on behaviour and training, again, so that these dogs can be integrated into the social status in Hong Kong. And the key thing to preventing this surplus dog is don't abandon your pet. We do this through educational seminars. We have our community relations inspectors and field teams out in the field. We do roadshows in conjunction quite often with district councils and housing estates. And we also do a lot of work with the media, radio, TV and print.This year, we've expanded our spay-neuter assistance program aimed at owned animals. This is aimed at promoting de-sexing. We already provide assistance to CSSA recipients and social services clients to help them de-sex their pets. And this year, we've introduced a voucher scheme for the general public, allowing them to get a discount to help them de-sex their pets if there's some financial barrier there.Our animal welfare vehicle we use in the New Territories where a lot of the problems occurs with stray dogs. We go around the villages there and the mission is to de-sex as many dogs and cats as possible to stop them breeding and also to spread the responsibility of pet ownership. While we're doing that, we also do the field team visits. We go around, we knock on doors, we go house to house and we educate people about getting their pets de-sexed and also vaccinating them against rabies and having them microchipped. And we also do workshops and displays at housing estates. The worksite dog program that we've been working on since August 2005 is aimed at eliminating the population of dogs that contribute to the surplus based on construction sites or land banks in Hong Kong. We also want to facilitate the construction industry being more responsible for their actions with regards to these dogs they have on their sites and to eliminate any cruelty or abuse by the abandonment of these animals at the end of the program. The AFCD has issued a code of practice for the keeping of dogs on construction sites for several years. We've also worked with that in mind and had meetings with various construction companies and associations, and we're expanding on this and providing practical assistance. We started doing this in 2005. And from the 1st of October this year, the Works Department has referenced this code of conduct in all its new programs. So the key problem is, where do stray dogs come from? And this, as I say, contributes a vast percentage of the dogs that we have to kill each year. Most of the stray dogs that we deal with are either abandoned adult dogs or the offspring of unwanted offspring of pets. So maybe a litter of puppies is dumped at the rubbish collection point. Few of these dogs are actually bred from stray dogs. So what is an animal birth control program? This aims to manage and reduce the animal populations by controlling their birth rate. And this we do through surgical sterilization at the moment, and this stops the breeding cycle. And we believe this is more humane than allowing dogs to breed and breed and then killing them as a result when there are too many. So we advocate an animal birth control program for dogs, or at least we should try to see whether this can work in Hong Kong based on the principle of catch, neuter, vaccinate and return. And the vaccination is important for rabies prevention. And the aim of this is not to have stray dogs living on the streets. We don't support stray dogs on the street. We actually want to reduce the stray dog population and hopefully to eliminate it. We also want to ensure that while we have a stray dog population in Hong Kong, that we have a level of protection against rabies. So the theory behind catch, neuter, return is that stray or feral dogs can only survive if there is an ecological niche, if there is a food source there for them to live. If we remove the dogs that are there, then more dogs will either come into the area or the dogs that are there will continue to reproduce at a higher rate. If we trap the dogs within an area and allow them to remain, neuter them, they can't reproduce. So the population will stay the same, hopefully decrease, and any dogs that are there will be healthier and less of a public health risk. Why shouldn't we catch and kill all the stray dogs? Well, we've been doing this for over 50 years and we still haven't solved the problem. Killing of stray dogs is inhumane. We should actually stop them from existing in the first place. We believe that catch and kill method fails to adequately control. We also believe that animal birth controls will result in less cost to the taxpayer, mainly because there are volunteers and members of the public who would undertake a lot of the work involved in monitoring these dogs, regulating them, collecting them, bringing them in to our centres, and that NGOs would actually carry out the desexing, so the cost wouldn't be passed on to the taxpayer. The NGOs would also take over the role of mediation with regards to problem cases and complaints. And at the end, we wouldn't have to waste government resources on catching the dogs, killing them, or holding them and then killing them. So we believe that animal birth control is a long-term solution. It's not an instant fix. It will take a year or so to show an improvement. The benefits of catch, neuter, return are that the dog numbers stabilise first and then decrease. And this can happen at around 65% of female dogs being neutered. We also see less natural behaviours relating to mating, such that the bitch in heat doesn't attract the dogs, there's less fighting over bitches in heat and things like that. And also we have dogs that are healthier and more hygienic. As a result of this, we would hope that public complaints would decrease. We'd also see an improvement in public health concerns with regards to the improved immune status against rabies in the stray dog population. We'd also see a lower cost to the taxpayer, and we believe that it's more humane. And when we've surveyed the potential site for catch, neuter and return, 88% of the public that use that site accepted catch, neuter and return as a preferred option for controlling dog populations. The additional benefit, which we've touched on briefly, is the rabies control aspect. Currently, Hong Kong is lucky. We've been rabies-free since the mid-80s. Unfortunately, at the moment, over the border on the mainland, they're not quite so lucky. We have a rising increase in rabies outbreak, and most of these cases are situated in the south. So we actually propose that allowing us to carry this out would actually give us a higher vaccination uptake on dogs, and therefore it will protect Hong Kong public and also their pets against the risk of rabies coming into Hong Kong. We also have our cat colony care program that operates in Hong Kong. In a controlled study on Lama Island, we have seen a dramatic decrease of over 50% of the cats in a three-year period. Evidence overseas in India, in Jaipur and also Chennai, recently published in veterinary journals, also supports that catch, neuter, return and vaccinate can effectively reduce the dog population as well as help reduce rabies as well. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for Ms. Dr. Wuhao's presentation. The program seems very meaningful and comprehensive. 大醫生有咩補充係唔該？
多謝主席。係，處方希望喺度做少補充嘅，因為保護動物協會今次建議嘅計劃咧，係將啲狗隻、啲流浪狗隻咧，就先捕捉，跟住絕育，跟住喺園區放回嘅。咁呢，因為呢個計劃呢可能對社區造成影響呢，所以就希望諮詢區議會嘅。咁、
哦、
就其實有幾樣嘢希望係睇一睇嘅。譬如因為雖然貓隻有類似計劃，但係狗隻貓隻有少少唔同啦，因為狗隻可以狗吠聲係造成滋擾啦，咁就亦都係對環境亦都可以係有造成污染啦。咁就同埋一群狗隻都可以有佢哋有佢哋嘅攻擊性，咁就係要去考慮嘅。咁就即係處方有時有啲個別中心佢收到嘅投訴呢，譬如狗隻投訴可以超過九成都係狗隻噪音。咁因為呢個計劃當中啲狗隻園區放回呢，所以如果園區放回之後呢，處方係再收到投訴呢，就唔會再去嗰個區當中去捉走當中嘅流浪狗。咁呢個係希望清楚解釋到。咁就唔該主席。
好，唔該大生。大生係。咁就睇下各位委員或者議員對呢個計劃呢、這個 scheme 有咩意見。咁議員是但啦。陆议员啦，
唔该啊，主席，我睇到一样好得意，因为我自己都有养宠物嘅，我小学都而家都有养紧，咁我养嘅都系红猩嘅，咁一只就系 husky 啦，一只松鼠吓，咁我睇到一个好得意，我唔知道我养狗咁耐咧，原来因为我冇养黐线，我从来都吓，咁佢原来黐线咧一个怀孕嘅感觉，佢话原来如果黐线如果唔佢自己成日觉得自己一怀孕咧就做出好多奇怪行为，觉得好奇怪，即系咁。会做出啲咩行为咧？如果那个黐线，即系个黐线吓，即系黐性嘅狗啦吓，咁点解做出啲咩？佢即系我都好中意养狗噶吓，啊，点解即系啲黐线会成日觉得自己怀孕，同埋做咗咩行为？我想知道，唔该吓。
好，唔该晒，呢个要揾渔农处定边个有关嘅专家啊？医生知可唔可以补充下吓？有冇医生可以回应下？雌性嘅犬隻，
因為我呢個睇到一單張睇到咧，雌性嘅係咯，那個狗隻咧會成日做咗啲好多奇怪嘅行為，佢話成日誤以為自己懷孕啊嘛，我幾得意咯，呢個單張睇到啊。
好，有冇醫生可以有啲回應？嚇、如果冇咧，係唔該係啊係。
I'll give you a quick reply. Basically, hormones in dogs can be quite complex, and basically there is a slight hormonal abnormality that occurs in the individual that gets a false pregnancy, and for a short period of time the body reacts as if they are actually pregnant, so that can come along with psychological disturbances and also milk production, but they don't really get the other symptoms such as a large abdomen. But that's one of the benefits of de-sexing, which is why we promote that to owners, that if they want to avoid that sort of psychological problem and it can then lead to medical problems, then we use that to actually promote de-sexing to owners. Complex hormonal explanation behind how a false pregnancy arises, I won't actually go into it, but that's one of the benefits. It's quite rare. It can occasionally happen in humans as well, though.
好，唔該曬嚇，大醫生
嚇，頭先真係唔係好明嘅問題。
好好好。
咁如果係 未絕育嘅狗隻，因為荷爾蒙嗰啲嘢咧，佢就
荷爾蒙影響，
佢哋乳癌嘅機會咧係比未即係越絕育嘅狗隻咧，係比未絕育嘅狗隻咧，佢哋係少十倍嘅。
係
咁，所以我哋係不嬲係好著重希望市民將係狗隻絕育嘅。
係，
不過希望再補充少少就係、是、今次嘅計劃咧，我哋之前已經去過另外幾位幾個
區域，
咁就去過離島、黃大仙南區同埋中西區。暫時離島區、黃大仙同埋南區咧都係反對嘅計劃，咁中西區係贊成嘅。
係，好唔該。嗱，我諗我哋 focus 啲好嘛，因為咧六點鐘之前要交場嘅，而家個時間好 tight 啦。咁就我哋好 focus 翻個問題嚇，就係、是、贊唔贊成或者有啲咩意見？阿金議員唔該。
係，多謝主席。我諗我對依個計劃咧係即係 no more agree。即是非常之赞成、如果有乜嘢我哋係可以帮手做呢、我觉得我哋係应该呢係即係合作嘅。咁但係呢我都有一个可能大家听咗唔係好舒服嘅经验係要喺呢一度即係立此存案。其实我想问返爱护动物协会係咩情况之下去毁灭动物。因为今年初呢係、有一个故事係有一隻猫叫 Azos， 咁 Azos 咧係一隻已經閹咗同埋剪咗耳，剪咗耳即是係屬於 SPCA 嘅貓嚟嘅，嚇閹嘅貓。咁樣咧就因為有一日佢喺個街度行咧，就俾漁農處捉咗。咁漁農處見到剪咗耳咧，就送翻去 SPCA， 但係結果咧係送死嘅。咁據聞係因為呢一隻貓咧就唔係好合作啦嚇、啊，即係可能有攻擊性，咁咧 SPCA 覺得咧佢係唔能夠被收養咧、
哦，
跟住咧就鋸咗佢。咁但係其實咧貓咧係有個牌，有個貓繩個牌係有主人嘅電話嘅。咁嗱今日我想話 SPCA 係我哋嘅客人，我唔想再講落去或者即係問啲咩問題令到即係你太尷尬。咁如果呢件事係一個誤會呢，我希望唔會再發生，因為如果將來係即係區議會真係同 SPCA 合作嘅時候呢，如果再有一啲咁嘅事情即係殺錯人哋屋企隻貓呢，呢個係會令人好尷尬嘅。咁第二樣嘢呢，我就想講係真係比較 constructive 一啲，就係、是、呢我想話返俾大家聽係我哋都好努力咁樣呢係爭取到呢喺灣仔區呢建立一個動物公園，一個寵物公園，就係即係寒龍跳海嗰度一帶一個即係、就是、岸邊咁係因為建築署呢係要將佢美化，咁我哋呢就爭取嗰度呢做一個寵物公園。咁我只係即係拋出一個即係提議，就係話其實即係我哋區議會同埋 SPC 係咪能夠喺呢個公園，其實叫做 Human and Pet 呢個公園嗰度呢係去推廣或者係做一啲乜嘢嘅呢？咁多謝主席。
好，唔該曬阿金議員，阿鄭議員唔該。
多謝主席。啊，主席，我對呢個計劃咧係可以話咧係好贊成嘅。係。我都係愛狗者，我愛狗愛到要我女係，我女而家要做咗手醫，就因為我太愛狗啦。
哦。
咁、okay. 咧就其實咧我諗咧就因為今日講嘅都係我諗同流浪狗都幾有幾大密切嘅關係。咁我諗咧就係、是今日咧就係、是。是好想在这里提出来呢，即是现在呢是爱护动物协会啦，就有讲这个这样的建议出来啦。咁但是呢、啊、我应该话爱护动物协会没错，没讲错哈。咁我想呢是最紧要就是啲人点解要将啲狗弃置。
是。
所以我希望将来如果有机会合作，或正如金议员所讲有机会的话呢，区议会有机会合作，想问一下有几多狗是被人遗弃咗嘅。即係而家講流浪狗，有幾多係自己去街嗰度即係野生出嚟嘅？
嗯，
因為點解咁講咧？我諗對嗰啲係隨便遺棄狗嗰啲咧，即係睇下將來係咪有啲可以話，我諗而家都有啲法例啊，即係虐待動物家或者遺棄狗咧，係咪一個屬於一個違法咧？而家我未睇清楚呢條例啊，是否係因為除咗啲教育同各方面去？即係呢方面去防止人哋將啲狗去放置喺街嗰度之外咧，咁我諗都係即係呢個好重要嘅課題嚟嘅。就由於係單呢兩種原因有流浪狗嘅，係咪先？一種棄置，一種自己生出嚟嘅、
嗯。
所以好想進一步希望，即係我哋動物協會嗰邊咧，同區會合作下，出嚟做多呢啲咁樣嘅調查工作。
嗯、
啊，咁啊，真係能夠令到咧，即係唔好咁多狗隻流浪狗喺街嗰度。
好，
好，
唔该晒郑议员。其他委员议员仲有咩意见？阿黄黄委员系。
多謝主席。
嗱，我哋要掌握時間嚇，唔該曬嚇。
好歡迎我哋互動或者協會咧，就有呢、這個有呢個構想啊構思。咁但係好似灣仔就唔係好覺得喺個街嗰度咧，就冇咩唔覺得有咩流浪狗。咁但係我最欣賞嘅啫，就係人道唔殺戮。多謝。
好，唔該曬。好，其他委員議員係阿盧委員。
多謝主席。我自己都好贊成呢個計劃嘅。咁但係我又覺得咧。即係會唔會有啲人咧？佢遺棄只狗之前咧，佢諗住可能佢如果只狗出咗街俾人拉咗會死嘅，咁可能佢就會考慮多啲。但係調翻轉，而家你話咧，即係放咗狗之後咧，一定係唔會死嘅，拉咗都毒完，即係住毒嘅啫，咁就唔會毀滅嘅。咁反而會唔會有錯誤信息？嗰啲人覺得就可以隨便放棄啲狗啦咁樣嚇。
係 ，OK， 好，唔該，唔該，阿金議員有啲補充。
我都是一个问题来的，即都是问回法律，因为我成日看Animal Planet 呢，就即在 New York 呢，如果有人遺棄狗就会要拉去坐监的，如果虐待啲猫猫狗狗即动物呢是会要坐监的，咁但香港是不是个法例是零呢？
好，唔该晒。嗱，咁我諗时间问题啦，就我唔想再繼續大家再深入研究啦，好嘛？咁咧就如果聽咗頭先有啲委員或者議員咧都有啲嘅表咗態噶啦，好嘛？咁或者咧我就想好快咧就有個 conclusion 嚇，咁咧就睇下大家嗰個意向啫，啊呢個純粹個意向啫，阿底薪唔使咁緊張住噶，咁咧就我哋有個意向，好嘛？即係究竟係支持定反對咧，定係冇意見，好嘛？有冇人係反對呢個 scheme 先？反對呢個計劃嘅冇乜，支持呢個計劃嘅咧？啊，咁啊，即係有都九個咁滯啦嚇 ，OK， 好嘛，好喎，好嘛，咁我哋基本上如果咁，我哋咁我哋個取實個意向咧都係支持㗎，好嘛 ，OK， 咁我哋俾咗個 support 呢個呢個愛護動物協會㗎，好嘛 ，OK， 咁啊 ，thank you for your presentation，OK， 嚇，咁多謝你先，好嘛，好。